Here's your money briefing for Thursday, October 6th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. You hear us talk a lot in the show about how the Federal Reserve has raised interest rates several times in the past year. Higher rates can make it harder to borrow money for, say, a house or a car, but traditionally they also mean that savings rates offered by banks are supposed to go up too. The problem is, they've barely moved.
Many people's money is sitting in accounts with a pretty low yield. There are a lot of other options out there. It can really pay off to shop around.
On today's show, we'll talk with our personal finance reporter, Joe Pinsker, about why savings rates haven't moved in line with other interest rates and where you can look to get a better return on your cash. That's after the break.
Cyber attackers are using AI in creative ways to compromise users and breach organizations. In a security landscape where you must fight AI with AI, the best AI protection comes from having the best data. Zscaler has extended its zero-trust architecture with powerful AI engines that are trained and tuned by 500 trillion daily signals. Learn more about Zscaler Zero Trust plus AI to prevent ransomware and AI attacks. Experience your world secured. Visit zscaler.com/zero-trust-AI.
The Federal Reserve's series of interest rate increases have caused mortgage rates to nearly double in the past year, and it's increased the rate you pay on things like loans for a car or your credit card. But why haven't the interest rates on savings followed suit? And what other options are out there to earn you more money on your savings? WSJ personal finance reporter Joe Pinsker has been looking into this, and he joins us with some answers. Joe, thank you very much for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So Joe, remind us again, what's the relationship between rates the banks pay on savings and how the Federal Reserve adjusts interest rates?
Sure. So when the Fed raises rates, we would expect that over time, banks will pay people more interest on their deposits. And that has been happening, but honestly, it's been pretty weak. The national average for interest on a savings account was about 0.06% earlier this year, and it has risen as the Fed has raised rates, but only to 0.14%, which really just isn't much.
Okay, now the Fed has raised rates several times in just the past year, but why have savings rates barely budged during that time frame?
What seems to be happening is that even though the Fed has raised rates, the real determining factor here is that banks still have plenty of deposits on hand, and that's because people's savings tended to increase during the pandemic, and banks are still holding on to a lot of that cash. And so now, because they apparently don't need people to deposit more money, they don't appear to need to raise interest rates in order to attract more deposits.
So Congress has actually started asking questions about these low savings rates. What have bank executives told lawmakers?
Last month, there was a hearing on Capitol Hill where some of the CEOs of the country's largest banks came before representatives. And one lawmaker sort of made the observation that during a rising interest rate environment moment, like we're in right now, a lot of stuff is bad for consumers. But one silver lining that people are supposed to see is that the interest that they get on their savings deposits is at least supposed to be going up. So he raised this point to them, and their response was basically that they did expect to raise interest rates on deposits, sort of based on the actions of what the Fed did and what their competitors do. You know, that may well happen, but it seems like at the biggest banks, it's likely that the interest will still stay pretty low over time. Again, because apparently they don't need more money at the moment.
All right, but in the meantime, if people want more interest on their savings, what options could they explore?
While many people's money is sitting in accounts with a pretty low yield, there are a lot of other options out there. Many of them are at online banks, which is maybe something that some people aren't used to, but it can really pay off to shop around. Some of these accounts are paying as much as 3% interest annually. One fairly extreme example came up in my conversation with a financial planner in California who was talking about the value of finding higher yield savings accounts. And he met with a new client recently who had $1.2 million sitting in cash in a low-yield account. And he estimates that this client was getting about $120 a year in interest. After the financial advisor recommended some changes. He estimates that this client would get about $36,000 in interest annually.
Whoa, that's a pretty big jump.
Yes. I mean, you know, not everybody has $1.2 million in cash sitting in a savings account, but I think there's a lesson there for all of us.
Okay. And yeah, a lot of people don't have $1.2 million in savings, but there are several options out there to earn more interest. Are people taking advantage of them?
Some people are, but many people aren't. There are some banks out there offering some of the most generous yields in years, and yet a lot of people just aren't really willing to move their money and essentially receive more interest risk-free, often because they think that switching banks or moving their money into a different account is just going to be a headache.
Wow, Joe, people turning away money?
I know, right? Before we were talking about banks turning away deposits, and now we're talking about people turning away money. But something that seems to be at play here is that savers might be overestimating the effort it takes to switch. First of all, you don't have to move all of your money to a new place. You could just move a portion and start earning more interest on that. But also there seems to be some psychology at play here. I was in touch with a researcher who has looked at what it takes for people to switch banks. And one of the big reasons that people don't is that they just think it's a pain to do. And it takes a bit of work, but in my reporting, I heard multiple experts say that this is a process that takes about 15 minutes. So depending on how much you have in your account, moving your money could get you enough interest to make that a very, very well compensated 15 minutes. And if enough people did start moving their money in search of a better deal, it could change the dynamics at play in the industry. Banks still have plenty of deposits, but you know, if enough people left, they might have to respond by raising their own interest rates, even if a little bit.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Joe Pinsker. Joe, thank you very much for taking the time to be with us.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.